to pray, we pray. Somebody has a need, we pray. And our whole life needs to be that way. So that's what we're learning as we go along as a church and as leaders and those that God puts, that has a calling to move the church in the direction that he wants. And I'm so thankful that when it comes to ministering like this, the Lord always gives me one word, usually one word it starts out with. And then it goes to a scripture. And it's not like bam, 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 yeah, I meditate. And then it goes to the scripture. And then guess what? Then I have to live it out every day of my life. I'm usually doing what the word he gives me to share about. So I just love how the Lord leads all of us in different ways in our life. But the word that he gave me this past month is the word test. And then it was a question. Does God test me? Does God test us? Does he? Okay. Yeah. So then I'm thinking about that. And then in my own life, I look back then and say, well, where has God tested me? And I came up with four ways that I'm tested. I'm tested by God sometimes, and I'm tested by Satan, the enemy, will try to test me and make me sway. The straight and narrow path is narrow, but the enemy is always trying to get us off that straight and narrow path. And then sometimes I put myself in positions where I'm testing myself. In other words, I'll make a decision that might not be the right decision, and then I'm tested to see how I'm going to react to that. In a spiritual way, or am I going to fall, say the wrong thing? And it's always a test of our faith. Faith is going to be tested. And then the other way I'm tested is by people. How many of you are tested? Always, constantly, on my job, dealing with tenants, you name it, going shopping, or they order the wrong thing. I'm tested. My patience is tested. My attitude is tested. Everything, man. So let me read the definition. To take the word test, to take measures to check the quality, performance, or reliability of something, especially before putting it into use or practice. So David, I'm going to read a scripture that David asked God to test him. And I thought, man, that's the way I should be. I want God to test me because he wants me to get into my faith to grow. He doesn't want me to stay on one level all the time. So in order to do that, he'll put me through some tests sometime. But the first scripture I want to read, get this out here. This is James. This is one of the first scriptures he gave me. James chapter 1, verses starting with verse 2. It says, my fellow believers, when it seems as though you are facing nothing but difficulty, see it as an invaluable opportunity to experience the greatest joy that you can. For you know that when your faith, here it is tested, going to be tested. So we just got to be aware of where's that test coming from, you know. But we have to stand on the word to stay grounded to pass that test. It stirs up. Okay, know that your faith is tested. It stirs up power within you to endure all things. So there's a power from the Holy Spirit that rises up in me when I get tested, or if I see somebody else getting tested, that affects me. I get hurt. I go through some of the same emotions that other people go through when I see them hurting. If my kids are hurting, I feel it too. My grandboys are hurting, I'm feeling too. If Ann's hurting, I'm feeling too. If you're hurting, I take that on. And that's what I want to do. That's what Jesus did, had the compassion. He got his eyes off himself and start feeling what other people were feeling. All right? So let that power of God rise up in you. And then as your endurance grows even stronger, it will release perfection and into every part of your being. Until there is nothing missing, nothing lacking. Whew. I hate being tested, but it's the hope, it's the strength that I gain on the other side. And sometimes I can't do it alone. Too many people try to do it alone. They try to solve their problems or their test alone. We have each other. Ann and I were just joking about, do we have kids? We're all alone in our house now. It's super quiet. You know, Josiah's gone. He hasn't talked to us in 3 weeks. You know, what's he doing? What's he up to? We have to text him. We have to call our kids to talk to him. It's weird. So we feel like, wow, who can we hang out with? You know, let's call some people, go out for coffee or something. You know, I like to be doing stuff. And then especially when it's cold out, I don't want to be outside. I might go out to the garage and get the heater going and piddle around. But just to sit around in the house, watch TV, I can read so much, then I get tired. So if you ever get bored, you know who to call. We'll say, yeah, let's go. Go get some coffee. Let's do something. All right? So that's how we need one another. Don't be alone. Don't feel alone. I know Joe posted a thing on Facebook about when he was 18 to 20 years old, you have a lot of people you can hang around with. But once you get older, it's like, where'd they all go? Man. So just think when you're 60. You know, everybody's really gone. So, you know, we need you. Call us. Let us know you're still there. You haven't been raptured. Yeah. So, anyway, where was I? So, yeah. All right. So then I got to thinking about... there's been men, women over and over in Scripture that have been tested by God to see where they're at. Look at Job. Job went through a testing, but see, here's the thing. I believe this. The devil has to have permission before he tries to tempt us and come after us. He had to go to God to get permission to go after Job. Job was a righteous man before God. So Job went through everything. But in the end, he came out the winner. And we are, like Diane says, we're winners. Win-win situation. So I always keep that in mind. Let's see. Of all people that were tested, it was Jesus. Jesus was tested. So I say, oh, if Jesus was tested, I'm going to be tested. Jesus gave us the answers to overcome those tests and temptation. He used the word and the power. All right? So then, let's look at the final scripture in closing. This is James. Go back here. No, this is where David asked God to test him. This is in Psalms. Gotta go find it. This is Psalms chapter 26. Starting with verse 1. This is David. We think we had problems. David was tested. You be my judge and declare me innocent. Clear my name, for I have tried my best to keep your laws and to trust you without wavering. Lord, you can scrutinize me, which we looked that up. What was that? Examine me. Test me, scrutinize me, refine my heart, and probe my every thought. Yeah, we don't like that. Make sure, look at me, my inner being, probe me. Let me know where I need to be. Put me to the test. And you'll find it's true. I will never lose sight of your love for me. Your faithfulness has steadied my steps. All right. Your faithfulness, you know what I'd say? Your faithfulness had steadied my steps. That's where grace comes in. Because his grace is greater than anything you can imagine. Every guilt, everything we've done, his grace covers me. And all I have to do is acknowledge it. That's the biggest part of my relationship with the Lord, is acknowledge who I am. I am weak, he is strong. Say that every day. He's your strength. I'm not. He has to be your strength, and when he is, you will pass every test that he puts in front of you, no matter where it comes from. Most of the tests I think we go through is with other people, our jobs, wherever we're at in life. Okay, then the last scripture is in Psalms. You go back. Psalms 139, starting with verse 23. It just amazes me how, have you ever seen the Strong's Concordance? How thick it is, about that thick. Huge. How that can be on here. And a Bible dictionary. My boss looks at my phone. all my icons are all Amplified Bible, Living Bible, Strong's Concordance, Strong Dictionary. It's his phone he paid for. But that don't matter. He knows where I come from. So, verse 23 says, God, I invite your searching gaze into my heart. Lord, look at me. Examine me. Let me see myself like Ruth, confessing, seeing the real issues that we have hidden in our heart, our hurts and our pains. Examine me through and through. Find out everything that may be hidden within me. Here it is again. This is David talking. And we can relate to David. Put me to the test and sift through all my anxious cares. Wow. Boy, do we have a lot of those sometimes. See if there is any path of pain I'm walking on, and lead me back to your glorious everlasting ways, the path that brings me back to you. Amen and amen. Good closing, isn't it? Lead me back to your glorious everlasting ways, the path that brings me back to you. Some, that's why I go to church. That's why people need to be in church, because it helps us see where we're at and our needs. And if we don't let people express themselves and let them share their hearts, then guess what? They're going to hold those in. But we want to be a church that surround those that are in need. Never think you're too proud that you've made it, or I've come to that place. We've heard preachers get up and say that. I've become perfect. I've ran the race. I've run the course. I'm at that place, so I really don't need your prayer. And that's why we saw a lot of people backslide, because of that attitude. Because they were striving, doing everything, working, just trying everything to be perfect, trying to live up to the expectation of men that would stand up and say stuff like that. And they'd realize, I can't make it. And they'd leave and die, go back into whatever they were in. That's very sad. So then we heard the message of grace, and we got the balance. Kind of took about 7 years before it soaked in, because I went through a lot of torment and sadness, depression, because I was taught that way for so long. But we have a victory here. God has tested me and almost every area when I look back on my life. Some things I haven't gone through, but a lot of things I have, but we stand together with one another and we can make it through anything. I was going to use my illustrations, but because a lot this week I've done a lot of testing. I've tested stoves, electric stoves. And I just have to share, this thing has saved my life 3 or 4 times if I wouldn't have had this. This is a tester, electrical tester. And sometimes you think you turned off power. No, especially electric water heaters. Where I thought it was off, stick a screwdriver on it and poof, zaps the screwdriver. But I've learned to use this thing over and over again. And this thing's I play with all the time because this is my toy. I can go over to any outlet and come on, it should do it. But it will beep and it will howl. I was hoping it'd do my hearing aids, but it doesn't. And you gotta try this. It's gotta work. There you go. Yeah. Or if I have my phone plugged in, I'll just hit it once in a while and shut up. Shut that thing off. But this thing will save you too, because I've had two wires sticking out of an outlet. Which one's hot? Which one's neutral? And in the old houses, they're not covered. So I could go to touch them and zap. But with this, I can play around. And I can touch one or the other, and it'll tell me which one's hot. See? So I, in the illustration, I thought, well, God's testing me to make sure I'm hot. Amen. All the time. Woo! Yeah. So he tests me so I can become hotter in him, be more effective, that I can put this up to my heart and it'll glow. See if it does to Henny. Oh, it's on. So, yeah, that's it. That's it. So anyway, let's just pray and bless the Lord. Thank you for what you're doing, Lord.